today we have information from Sokode, which is 350 kilometers from Lome, going north part of the country. Close to that Sokode is Sotubua, and coming down, we have Palime and Atakame, Bele Akata, and all those places have been said to be under siege from the military. And the population, mostly the young people, have fled these areas and seek refuge in the bush. And some of them who are close to the border are trying to go beyond the border and find refuge in Benin and Ghana.
Are any of these places in the north, which is considered to be the stronghold of former President Ayedema?
Sotubua is having violence, as we have been just told.
Who are your sources that tell you there is violence there?
I cannot tell it on the radio, but I can assure you that those are very credible sources of information. And some of them are people that succeeded in fleeing from those places and reaching us in Lome.
Mr. Akwe, as you know, opposition presidential candidate Bob Akitani declared himself president. Now, the interim president of Togo, Abbas Bonfo, said Mr. Akitani's victory claim was fantastical, and he said not lawful. In the meantime, ECOWAS, the ECOWAS Secretary General, Mohamed Ibn Chambas, said Mr. Akitani's presidential declaration was not acceptable, and he also is asking both parties to seek dialogue. Mr. Ibn Chambas said the way forward is for both sides to work together. He said you cannot resolve the problems of Togo through unilateral action. What is your reaction to those comments?
First of all, let me tell you that Mr. Abbas Bonfo himself is an outlaw, because he was a member of the MP when they changed the constitution at the time where they shouldn't have done it. So he himself is an outlaw. And secondly, talking about Ibn Chambas, why didn't they choose dialogue before going to election, as we civil society group have suggested it? And why now? And why didn't they take into account the warning of their own Minister of Interior and Security, who 2 days from the election told them that those it was very risky and not responsible for them to hold the election as scheduled? They all ignored that. And at the time, the minister, who was the best person to say that, said it. They didn't listen to him. Why is he talking about dialogue today, not before the election?
Why do you think?
Yes, they should have taken into account what the minister said. And now, if they talk about dialogue, when two people are in conflict and you suggest dialogue, you should put in place a credible mediation mechanism. Everything that ECOWAS have done up till now is outlaw and shameful. I think they better come to a better position and play a very legal and clear mediation role, instead of playing this hypocritical kind of game, which is unacceptable today, regard to all the international convention that all the countries have signed, including the ECOWAS statute.
As we mentioned, opposition presidential candidate Bob Akitani has declared himself president. He also intends, or his coalition intends, to appeal the results of the elections to the Constitutional Court, which has to confirm the results of the elections. Do you have any confidence that the Constitutional Court will rule differently? That is, that it will not find Mr. Fa Nasingbe to be president?
I personally, and we as human rights associations and civil society associations, do not trust this constitutional court because they are the one who legalized the coup that had taken place. My appeal to the international community is to say that they have to take action right now, not to wait until the situation is beyond control. And secondly, to all Africans, what is going on in Togo today is not a Togolese matter. It's an African issue. They should take any possible action to stop the trend of children of head of state trying to take over power when their fathers step out.